I've realized I'm like a fish in a verse of water, and was bringing that into practice, constantly rejecting what was happening and generally losing track of my meditation object, the breath. Can you speak a bit more about attitude versus and or object? Yeah, I think that that is important to recognize. You set the tone for how we attend to our meditation object, and it has an effect. That quality of a traditional advice in meditation instruction I can remember that from Thailand, and I was looking at commentarial literature, both in the Theravada tradition as well as in Vajrayana tradition, and there's actually a lot of emphasis on establishing the proper preliminary mental state before even engaging in the object of the meditation. So that recollection of refuges is a really important preliminary laying a foundation of how we pay attention, loving kindness, that generating those thoughts of goodwill, of kindness toward oneself, generating towards others, and it's like laying that foundation for the right attitude towards the breath. Because if we don't do that, then our particular habits kick in, and whether it's aversion, ill will, critical faculties kicking in really quickly, or desire and grasping around trying to get particular experience from the desire mind, those need to be challenged and transformed. And so that those, that laying that foundation of an attitude that helps to highlight and bring forth these fundamental wholesome qualities, it's really important, essential. So that when one notices that the mind's going in a particular direction, say, toward aversion, then rather than just swimming in that sort of sea, really coming back and laying that foundation of wholesome mental states. And you know, whether it's accomplished through faith or through refuges, through a recollection of the Buddha, as I was mentioning this morning, just being able to, looking at the shrine, looking at a Buddha image, that is a symbol or an image of peace, of devotion, it's like a lot of the that can dissipate. I mean, it depends. You know, we can find fault and get averse to just about anything. But it's sort of like making that conscious and then recognizing, oh yeah, I really want to find a tool to ameliorate and transform that particular tendency. It's also, you know, as we use the breath, you also start to, like, to tuning into the kind of the feeling tone of the body. You know, like, is there a tightening, a tensing, a pushing away, that kind of feeling of that comes from aversion, and it might not even be formulated into thoughts, but on a kind of a feeling tone of how we experience the body. What does that feel like as we breathe in, as we breathe out, or desire, or confusion and doubt? You know, we can experience that kind of, it's like a tone or a mood. And just being able to shift that with recognizing, oh, that's what my body does. That's what it feels like in my stomach. That's what it feels like in my chest when there's this sense of doubt and confusion or grasping and desire. This is where it comes. And being able to just relax and breathing in, breathing out, using the body as a to lay a kind of a light spacious, bright quality to the attitude and feeling of how we approach the practice, because it can easily, it's an attitudinal, it's a feeling tone that we can be working with. And it's just that simple. As we breathe in, as we breathe out, finding those avenues of opening up and exploring that.